هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینه فهم کردن و آخافتن اب زمان انگلیزی دکاره جوار ربه به آلی کار جبو هون جیان خوال آسترالیا باشتر بکن. ده هر بشکی ده امیل جیان او و گوتنین آسترالیان بنیرن. هون ده زمان خوی انگلیزی باشتر بکن لسر آسترالیا فیر ببن او ده همان دمه ده دمک خوش در باس بکن.
Learning English helps me talk about managing screen time.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
Oh, look, so many notifications. Might as well check my Instagram feed. Scrolling, scrolling, scrolling.
2 hours later.
Maybe I'll check my Facebook. What? People are making fun of Alan online. Oh, they're being so rude about him. The internet can be so cruel. Ugh, I need some time away from social media.
Hey everyone, Kate here. And today we're going to be putting down our phones and getting away from the internet for a while.
I need some space, that's for sure.
We can say we need some time away or some space from something when we need to stop doing it for a while, normally because it has become unhealthy for us. There's so much inappropriate content out there on the internet, not to mention cyberbullying, that is people being very unpleasant or aggressive to other people online. It seems like everyone's talking about screen time these days. How much our kids should have, how much we should have, whether there should be bans for kids. It's one of those hot topics that keep coming up in conversations between parents, carers, and adults in general. This episode isn't about how to talk to your kids about it. It's about how to join the conversation that is happening all around you. Alan and Claire have got some tips for us. Let's have a listen to how they deal with screen time in their homes.
My kids are driving me crazy. They're glued to their phones all the time. Maybe I need to pull the plug on socials for a while.
I get it. Same here. I had to limit screen time for my kids too.
Yeah, I think it's time we set some boundaries. I feel like we're losing them to a screen.
And it's not just the time they spend online. There's so much inappropriate stuff out there. It's scary. Cyberbullying is real. I don't know if I need to monitor everything they do.
I know. And it's hard to keep track of it all. I'm thinking no social media during the week and only an hour on weekends.
Seems like Alan and Claire think it's important to set some rules around screen time with their kids. Could you follow? Let's go through it together. Alan said,
My kids are driving me crazy. They're glued to their phones all the time.
Driving me crazy. If something is driving you crazy, it means that something really annoys you. And when it comes to kids, leaving dirty dishes, leaving clothes on the floor, staring at their phones and not paying attention to anything else, we know that these things can really drive us crazy. Seems like Alan's kids keep staring at their phones, so it looks as though they're physically stuck there and are actually glued to them. He continued,
Maybe I need to pull the plug on socials for a while.
We can say we will pull the plug on something if we want to end it. Like literally pulling the electrical connection, the plug, from the wall. Alan wants to stop his kids using social media for a while, which he calls socials for short. That will really drive his kids crazy for sure. Claire replied,
I get it. Same here. I had to limit screen time for my kids too.
Claire understands. She gets it. And she says, same here, which means she agrees and thinks the same way. She's in the same boat as Alan. That is, she's in a similar position to him or is doing the same thing. She's not exactly pulling the plug on her kids' screen time, but she's at least limiting it or cutting it short, and that's a start. Alan responded,
Yeah, I think it's time we set some boundaries. I feel like we're losing them to a screen.
Sheesh, it must be so tricky raising kids in this generation when everyone's online. Alan even feels he's losing his kids to a screen. We can say we're losing someone to something if they're preoccupied with it or we feel that it's taking over their life. I can relate to that. I feel like I'm losing my friend to football because it's the only thing he ever talks about anymore. To stop losing his kids to their phones, Alan is going to set some hard limits on their screen time. That is, he's going to set some limits which he wants to be followed exactly. He does not want to be flexible and only set soft limits, Claire replied.
And it's not just the time they spend online. There's so much inappropriate stuff out there. It's scary. Cyberbullying is real. I don't know if I need to monitor everything they do.
Claire's concerned about the inappropriate or unsuitable content that her kids are viewing online. And she's also worried about cyberbullying, which is when people harass or bully other people online, because it is a big problem for kids online and can be happening without parents knowing anything about it. By the way, to bully someone is to be unkind and aggressive, often to get them to do something for you or to make them feel bad over a period of time. Setting hard limits on screen time and pulling the plug on their social media is a good way to prevent losing their kids to their phones, even if it will drive them crazy. Claire also said,
I don't know if I need to monitor everything they do.
To monitor someone or something means to watch and check regularly to see what is happening. You can monitor a person, for example, a child or a patient, or monitor something, like your screen time or your heart rate. Alan replied.
I know, and it's hard to keep track of it all.
Good advice, Alan. Seems his solution was a hard limit on socials during the week, so the kids aren't glued to their phones. He's not pulling the plug entirely, though. He's letting them have an hour on the weekends. Alan also said it's hard to keep track of it all, which is to say he finds it difficult to follow all the rules and to know what to do about setting limits around his kids' screen time. We say we're keeping track if we're following along, particularly when things are changing. For example, I could say, it's hard to keep track of all the work I have to do before I go on holidays, but I am definitely keeping track of what is happening in my favourite TV show. Well, I hope you guys have been keeping track of the dialogue, but it's okay if you found it hard, because we can listen to it again.
My kids are driving me crazy. They're glued to their phones all the time. Maybe I need to pull the plug on socials for a while.
I get it. Same here. I had to limit screen time for my kids too.
Yeah, I think it's time we set some boundaries. I feel like we're losing them to a screen.
And it's not just the time they spend online. There's so much inappropriate stuff out there. It's scary. Cyberbullying is real. I don't know if I need to monitor everything they do.
I know. And it's hard to keep track of it all. I'm thinking no social media during the week and only an hour on weekends.
So we've jumped out from the studio today to ask people on the street how they feel about their own screen time. Let's find out. Do you do anything to sort of manage your screen time, digital usage?
I do. Like, I set reminders to remind me when I've been on Instagram for like more than 30 minutes. Mm. But at the same time, you can like press the ignore button. So... you have to be more disciplined, I guess. Yeah.
How old are your kids?
They are 14 and 12.
Do you do anything to manage their usage and make sure they're staying safe online?
I am a friend of them in every form.
That's nice.
The day. In it. Okay. So I kind of know their movements and what they're doing. Yeah. So I just saying that if you still want to use it, yeah. Mum has to be in there. But promise that I'm not gonna be embarrassing you or anything. So I never pause and never make comments or anything, but yeah. Just let me in there.
Do you have any ways to make sure your screen time is healthy?
You know, we obviously use the screen time function, so within the OS itself. So, you know, it's kind of active from 7 in the morning to a particular time. It's difficult to manage because the school, they use the devices at school as well, so it has to be open during that time. Sometimes they use YouTube for school purposes as well, so we have to open up that app at this time. But you can restrict it granularly. So we use that, and on our devices at home, we use family security there, so you can lock it down. Again, like it might sound like you're doing a lot of spying, but it's just to keep kids safe.
Say if you were still 15 or 16, yeah, and you moving forward, you won't be able to use social media. Yeah. How would you feel about it?
I would have felt so good about that.
Yeah. Do you guys find yourself spending a lot of time on your phone in general at the moment?
Absolutely, every day.
I've actually checked spent averagely, and it was around like 8 to 10 hours a day.
A day?
Really?
A day.
Eight to ten hours a day.
On what?
Do you do anything to manage your screen time?
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
Honestly.
I wasn't going to lie on the podcast.
It's time to practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What is an example of an inappropriate content online?
Upsetting or unsuitable things we could see on the internet.
What does pulling the plug mean?
Pulling the plug means to end something or stop it.
Now let's practice using some of the phrases we can use when talking about screen time.
I think it's time we set some boundaries.
My kids are glued to their phones.
I need to pull the plug on socials for a while.
There's so much inappropriate content online.
For more speaking practice, press play on our bonus episode and make sure you follow us on Instagram and Facebook, where we have more resources. You don't know how to find us? Just search for SBS Learn English. I'm Kate, and I hope your kids don't drive you crazy with their screen time.
Like Booker. Para webke te bniya khab nfsina SBS Kurdi lsar Facebook bshobina.